In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to this day of retreat, recollection, to be closer to Jesus, to be able, especially today, to enter into his sacred heart and to experience the love of Christ, which surpasses all possible riches of this world. So today we ask our Lord to enable us to come into his heart and to find rest in him. We are celebrating a Polish saint today, and this saint is Saint John Cantius, who lived in the 15th century. He was a canon, professor of theology at Krakow, and later parish priest. He led a life of great humility, a wonderful charity. He died on December 24, 1473. As we celebrate St. John Cantius, we also prepare ourselves for the grace to welcome today, the grace coming from this day of prayer and silence and recollection. There is a thought that can help us center the atmosphere of recollection, the silence needed to experience the closeness of Jesus' love. There is a beautiful sentence from Saint Teresa of Avila, who in one of her masterpieces, The Pathway to Perfection, she writes that prayer is very important, prayer is fundamental to come into Jesus' heart and to live in his heart. But in order to have that degree of prayer enabling us to come into Jesus' heart, we have also to be ready to accept all consequences of being even turned a little bit down by difficulties, sufferings of this world. Because the true friends of Jesus experience, in fact, troubles and crosses and difficulties in this life. And she went on saying, we know very well how to sell Jesus, because you remember Judas Iscariot sold Jesus out for 30 denarii. We know how to sell Jesus, but we don't know how to buy him, because there is no price to buy Jesus. So this thought is very helpful to now prepare our mind, our heart, for today's spiritual topic, which will be the reality of sin and what we have to do to root it out and to prepare to cleanse our soul in order to experience the love of Christ. The very root of sin is selfishness, egoism. In fact, in everything we do wrong, we are very selfish. We are selling Jesus, in a sense, and we try to replace him with something else. We sell Jesus out in order to buy something else for us. We replace Jesus' blood with our own interests. In fact, as we will be meditating today, also St. Catherine of Siena, in her wonderful masterpiece, which is the Treatise on Divine Providence, says that we who have been redeemed by the blood of Christ are more responsible for betraying Jesus Christ. Because when we betray him by sinning against him, we actually waste His precious blood. We forget that Jesus poured out for us His blood. And instead of that precious price of salvation, we would like to buy something else, something for us, something in order to satisfy our own ego. We replace Jesus' blood with our own ego. Basically, sin is right this. The way we sell out Jesus and we want to buy something for us. We want to have something better than Jesus, better than His precious blood. We, of course, want to satisfy our own passions, our own expectations, and especially our own selfishness. So we have to consider this reality of sin, the fact that sin is, it might appear something very abstract, something with no relation to our own daily life. Where is sin? What is sin? Maybe it is something written in the gospel, something preached by priests, but I don't see anything. I see my wishes, I want what I want, I like something that is pleasing me, but other than this, I don't see anything. What is sin? While we try to ignore it, we experience the effects on us of this attitude, the effects which are basically, again, egoism, selfishness. When we forget that we have been saved by Jesus, by His blood, and we try to have a better good than Jesus. But always, when we look for something better than our Lord, we look for ourselves. This is the very root of egoism, to replace God with our own self. There's another beautiful passage by St. Catherine of Siena. We were trying to sell Jesus out and to put ourselves in His place. But in His great humility, our Lord accepted this challenge. Our Lord humbled Himself. Although He is God, He accepted this greater challenge and He humbled Himself in order to become man, to take on our own flesh and to redeem this pride, to redeem this selfishness and to give us the price of eternal salvation, which is His blood. So, we are very responsible now when we still try to betray our Lord, to forget that blood poured out, to waste it in order to buy something for us, to buy again our own dignity without the blood of Christ, the dignity without God, putting ourselves in His place. So let us consider this in order to open our hearts to Jesus' grace, to His healing forgiveness, in order to overcome this enemy of our life, the enemy which is invisible, but that enemy is there, always trying to enslave our life. Because sin is slavery. It's a happy slavery sometimes. But if we reflect more on this, we understand that this slavery is taking away our happiness, our freedom, the way to experience the true love of Christ. So, my dear brethren, we have to be ready to accept for the love of Christ all consequences that come from this choice. There is a beautiful statement of St. John of the Cross. another Carmelite saint. And this statement is about the good company we have to choose in this life, to be with Jesus, to be with Him, which means also to be a little bit burdened. But it is better to be burdened with our Lord than unburdened with our own self. Let's hear what he says. It is better to be burdened and in company with the strong than to be unburdened and with the weak. When you are burdened, you are close to God. Your strength, who abides with the afflicted. When you are relieved of the burden, you are close to yourself, your own weakness. For virtue and strength of soul grow and are confirmed in the trials of patience. And Saint Teresa of Avila will conclude, this is the reason Jesus has very few friends of the cross, because the true friends of Jesus have to be ready to accept all consequences of this friendship, which is basically to be ready to take up our cross and follow Jesus. But again, it is better to be burdened and be in the company of Christ than being unburdened, but in the company of our own weakness, our own sin. So this friendship with our Lord requires also an effort, the effort to deny our own self, to accept, to suffer a bit for Christ. But this is the reward. This is the way to purify our soul and to be in the heart of Christ, to be pure enough, to be in that abode, the purest abode on earth, which is the heart of Christ. And with the heart of Christ, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We need that suffering, we need that penance in order to cleanse ourselves and to see God. Blessed are those who shall see God. Finally, this is a very blessed moment we have to be closer to Jesus, and we want to, following another beautiful teaching of Thomas a Kempis, the author of The Imitation of Christ, as normally believed to be, he says, try to turn your heart from the love of things visible and bring yourself to things invisible. For they who follow their own evil passions stain their consciences and lose the grace of God. My dear brethren, this is a very good spiritual work that we undertake now, to turn our hearts from the love of things visible, material only, and bring our hearts to the love of things invisible, to the love of Christ, by considering also this counter-invisible part, so to speak. There is the invisible joy to experience the presence of Jesus, but there is an enemy of this invisible joy. Only one enemy. This is sin, which is also invisible and plays in our lives a very strong role, the role of an enemy to impede our own happiness. So as we turn to these invisible things, let us consider, on one hand, the joy, the true joy, the heart of Christ. On the other hand, this invisible enemy of our life, sin, our passions, our own selfishness. So with the help of Jesus, with the help of all saints, we are in a very beautiful company, in the company of St. John Cantius, today's saint, in the company of many many other saints, it is a very good moment to enter into our soul, into our own self, and to be there in the presence of Christ while fighting against the enemy of our happiness, which is sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.